Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. With me tonight, it's Fred Smith. Fred, we got the guy on tonight for the show, Matt Cohen, the head coach of the Siena Heights Saints. Matt, you there?
Yes. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good here. We are doing pretty good. It's been, wow, the season. You guys can you guys play any closer games? I mean, if you could do that, it would be more exciting, don't you think? You play some more closer games.
Yeah, we'll work on it a little bit. we certainly have been in some battles, that's for sure.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, you look at it. Saints have scored 80 points this year in their games. Opposition scored 85. They've all been tight. I mean, 10 points has been the biggest separation.
It has, you know, and up until our game last Saturday, our previous games, every game was decided on the final possession of the game. So some very, very tight contests.
I tell you, Coach, this is Coach Smith, and, you know, this Concordia thing is, you know, it's. I know how difficult it must be for you. I know you probably want to be like Dan Campbell. Everybody's getting on him today because he was so emotional after the game. But literally, and I mean, I go back and I've seen every game, and I watched online the other day. It seems like something, if it's going to go wrong for the Saints, it goes wrong. And, I mean, we outgained these guys again significantly. We're not necessarily in control at halftime. And then the opening kickoff, I mean, of the second half kind of turned the tide, didn't it?
It did. You know, that was a tough one. You know, we battled them really tough the first half. You know, pretty evenly matched game in the first half. We were fortunate to get a nice drive right before halftime and kick a field goal to tie it up. Went into the halftime with a lot of momentum, Coach. You know, after tying the game up, our kids were pretty jacked up. We certainly were moving the ball pretty consistently in the first half. And then, as you mentioned, come out and give up the big kickoff return to start the game, kind of deflated our sideline a little bit, you know, just momentarily. Because at the end of the day, we knew that at 10 and a half, we're going to have to come out and score to win the game anyway. So that was kind of the mindset of our offensive players is, hey, you know, we got to score anyway. Was pretty pleased and really proud of our offensive players and how they responded to that. You know, the ensuing drive, we drived right down the field, went on a 13-play drive, got the ball right down to their 20-yard line, and unfortunately on first down had a fumble, you know, on first down and gave it right back to them. So was just kind of unfortunate. Didn't catch a break in that regard. But we just continued to battle and battle and battle the end of throughout the rest of the game. And, you know, one thing our staff really challenged our players on was just to play harder than Concordia. We watched a lot of tape on Concordia, and we really felt that Concordia plays harder than their opponents when they play at home. It was pretty obvious to see that on the tape. And so that was our big message to our players, was just to outplay them, to play harder than them. And although we came up short on the scoreboard, you know, you watch the film and there are so many occasions where you can see our young men just playing harder than their opponent. So that was a big positive takeaway from the game, even though we came up short on the scoreboard.
Coach, your quarterback got banged up. Talk about that. From what I understand, into one of your assistants.
Ryan had a great game for us, you know, finishing 19 for 23 throwing the ball. And a couple of those incompletions were throwaways, you know, where we didn't have anyone open and he kind of had to eat the ball a little bit. But he's going to be all right. He had to leave the game towards the end of the third quarter. Took a bad shot, got a little rattled. But he's gone through the concussion protocols with our training staff and obviously met with him on Sunday and saw him today. And he's doing a lot better. He made some plays in the game, Coach, that going back and looking at the film, were just some incredible, heroic type efforts, stepping up to the stepping up in the pocket, delivering the ball, taking some shots early in the game, and just kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And for a young man, a freshman that, you know, is in his third college football game, he showed a tremendous amount of toughness and poise.
That seems to be one of the real positives, Coach, as your defense, you know, really hangs in there and is certainly, you know, as stout as we've had over the years. But it seems like the last few weeks our offense has really, really perked up since the last time we've talked to you.
Yeah, we have. You know, we've come along the past couple weeks, and we're a veteran team on defense. Got a lot of upperclassmen on defense, a lot of guys that have played a lot of downs for us together, you know. Our secondary, both of our safeties are three-year starters that played together for 3 years. Linebacking corps played together for 3 years, and the same goes for three out of four of our defensive linemen. Polar opposite on the offensive side of the ball. The offense.
We lose you? Hello, man.
And the nature of it, the nature of football is, you know, the offense is going to take some more timing. There's more intricacies involved in the offense, and we're starting to see that right now, the timing and the development starting to gel together a little bit over the past couple weeks, and we're seeing the production ramp up and on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, you know, we also, you know, I had heard a rumor that maybe we lost a couple defensive linemen that game for some COVID issues. Is that true? Or?
Yeah, you know, Coach, that's been, you know, going back to, you know, last winter and last spring when we were unable to complete our season and we had our kids tested multiple times a week. You know, that was tough. That was tough on everybody. And we're still, unfortunately, not out of the woods, so to speak, with the COVID testing and the protocols. And, you know, there's been some positives, there's been some negatives, you know. I mean, takeaways, not necessarily testing or cases. And that we, in the games that we've played, unfortunately, you know, due to our testing and our protocols, we have not been at full strength for any of our games. We've played, you know, we played without our starting quarterback for our first two games. We've played without starters in every game since then, played with some really big-time players without them this past week in Concordia. So that's been very challenging to prepare, to go through a work week and kind of have the rug taken out from underneath you and know that these young men aren't going to play. But the positive spin on all that is every young man that hasn't been able to play due to testing or contact tracing has been 100% healthy. There's been no illness. There's been no symptoms. So we're a healthy team. And, you know, secondly, there's been no excuses made. There's been none of that. There's been, it's been the next man up mentality. It's been, okay, we're without this guy. Who's going to take his spot? Who's going to step up and make the play in his stead? And I've just been really proud of our staff, leading our team that way, and our players really just buying into that and not making any excuses, just continuing to prepare extremely hard and get ready to play the game.
Well, you know, as it's always hard to, you know, look back, but the good news about looking back is, you know, you can play anybody, anywhere, anytime. And this week we have a homecoming game against a team that, you know, the worst kind for us coaches is one where they tell you we're supposed to win, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
I look at it as a time for maybe for us to help our offensive line and our offense get some cohesiveness, you know, as we move on to Wesley and Marion and the other games down the stretch.
Oh, certainly. You hit the nail on the head. You know, this is an opponent. You know, it's no secret. They're a second-year program. And, you know, since they've started playing in our league, they've struggled in our league a little bit. But at the same time, you know, it's never been about our opponents. We never make it about our opponents. It's always about us. It's always about what we can do to win the game. And, you know, it couldn't be truer so far this season. You know, we've left the field as a team after every game, knowing in our hearts that, hey, this team didn't beat us. We beat us. We made the mistakes that didn't allow us to win the game. So it's a great week to really hammer that home. And in fact, I talked to the team about that today, Coach. Last year when we played Medina University, they were a first year program. You know, we had them out personnel, and it was no secret. In our first drive, we marched right down the field, and we have some blown assignments on the goal line, and we don't score. And they held us out of the goal line. And they're all freshmen, and we're not freshmen. We're upperclassmen. And the message is, it doesn't matter who you're playing. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're just not going to be successful. You know, we could line up against Adrian High JV, and if we don't execute, we're not going to move the ball. It doesn't matter who we're playing against. So it's a great week to really focus on ourselves, improve our skills, improve our technique as we move in towards the tail end of our schedule.
As you look, Coach, I know like for Michigan this week, they play six games, have a bye week, which probably comes at a good time. Our bye week, the way it worked out, was in the second week of the season where, you know, and I know that on one hand, it's good to get in a routine and get rolling, but what I heard you say is that we've stayed, other than some COVID tracing and this and that, we've stayed pretty healthy. Is that still remain the case?
Yeah. We are healthy, Coach. We've haven't been hit with the injury bug, knock on wood, other than, you know, being out some starters due to some testing and some contact tracing. We've been pretty healthy all season. We've had one young man, Nick Stallworth, have to miss a couple games with a bicep strain, but it hasn't been a season-ending injury, and we were without him the past 2 weeks, but we're hoping to get him back this week, if not for homecoming, but the following week when we head up to Lawrence Tech.
Which, you know, they've had a unique season. I don't like looking 2 weeks ahead. Their record is very impressive, 5-6-1, but they've had a few forfeits along the way, I think. But you know that as they've been 3-4, 4-5, or whatever it is, they're going to be a pretty formidable opponent.
Oh, certainly. And, you know, they're going to be jacked up to play us at home for their homecoming. Oh. You know, they had a new staff 2 years ago, and their new staff has really done a nice job recruiting the state, recruiting the Wayne County area, Macomb, Oakland County area. They've done a nice job bringing in some transfer student athletes in the past year and a half, what with COVID and kind of the transfer portal kind of opening up even more. So they're certainly not the same team from 2 years ago. Different coaches, different players, and they've experienced some success so far this season, as you mentioned. Now they've had some non-conference teams they've been able to get some wins against, but you know how it is, Coach. Anytime you can get some wins and develop some confidence, you know, people can do some crazy things with confidence, and we're seeing some of that out of Lawrence Tech.
As you, and my final question, I'm sorry to keep the head guy from
asking. You go right ahead.
As you look at yourself offensively, would you characterize you guys as more of a running team than a throwing team, or are you evolving to more of a throwing team with the development of the young quarterback?
Well, I would say that we're a balanced team, and that's kind of the makeup of the personnel that we have. You know, the past couple years we've been able to really lean on a veteran offensive line that was very physical. You know, some older guys that have been in the weight room for a number of years. And we really didn't have the guys on the outside that could really blow it open and threaten you vertical. So we've had to rely more on that ground and pound type game. Now it's a little bit of the flip where we have a younger offensive line who isn't as physical as what we've had in the past, but we've got some guys on the outside that can threaten you deep and can push you vertically. So we've been able to kind of do a little bit of both. I think the maturation of Ryan, obviously, you know, the more he gets to play in games, the more comfortable he's going to be in the pocket, the more comfortable he's going to be with his reads and anticipating different calls that would come in, whether it be, you know, a first down call or a second and short call or understanding where we're at on the field or a 2-minute drill. Like, so many intricacies that are involved in how you're going to call a game and how you're going to manage a game as a quarterback. So we're seeing that development, and that's been a big thing that's helped us move the ball, you know, more frequently these past couple weeks. So right now, to fully answer your question, Coach, I'd say we're a 50-50 team. We want to run the football to set up the pass. It's just finding those formational schemes that put our guys in the best position to execute.
You know, Matt, I mean, I've seen a fair amount of football over my time, but I have never seen a league where the schools are so close to one another in talent and scoring. I mean, it's incredible. You have a nail biter every single week.
It is. It's a really fun league to play in and prepare for. Because you really can't take anybody for granted at any time. It's so much about matchups and who's going to match up well with who. And, you know, then you throw in the whole, especially the past 2 years, you throw in the whole COVID situation and who are they going to be without and who are they going to have. You know, so it's really anybody can beat anyone on any given Saturday. And, you know, that's really the approach you got to take into every game. Which is why we really preach every single day and really try to get everyone in our program to believe it really is about us. Because the opponent really isn't going to change from week to week. They're all going to be a solid opponent. The only thing that's really going to change is the color of the jersey, maybe the location. But the team is going to be good, and we got to be ready to go.
Well, we're going to get a chance to talk to some of the players on the squad as we finish out the show here this evening. Gabe Callery, free safety, Caleb Jefferson, a tailback, and Hayden Sluter, who's a linebacker and a long snapper. You got anything you want to say about any of those guys before they come on?
Oh, geez. I can talk another hour about these guys. First, I guess I'll go right in the same order. Gabe, he's been a 3-year starter for us at free safety. He calls everything from the secondary, just a super intelligent young man, majoring in biology, just a great leader on our defense, has been a captain for 2 years, and is just having an outstanding senior year. Is really, you know, him and our Mike linebacker, Cole Merlin, are really the heart and soul of our defense. Caleb Jefferson, he opted out of last year. He wasn't with us for our 4 games in winter and spring. We were so thankful to have him back. He's a junior for us. He's as a sophomore, he was a first team all conference running back. Just a special talent, can catch it out of the backfield, can run it. He's got really soft hands. Very positive young man, always helping the underclassmen on our team. It's just a pleasure to be around. And then Hayden Sluter has been our long snapper for 3 years. And that is, I'll tell you something, you forget about your long snapper until you don't have one. And then you remember who they are. And the work he's done, I mean, he hasn't had a bad snap in 3 years. He does it in punt. He does it in field goal. And when Nick Stallworth went down, you know, who's been a 3-year starter for us at the Will linebacker position, Hayden stepped into that role. So he's been starting on defense at Will for us the past 3 games and pulling double duty on special teams and has just done an outstanding job. And he's a senior for us as well. So you're talking with a couple veteran players that have been around the program for a while, you know, have been in a lot of tight games, not just this year, but throughout their career.
Well, Coach, I want to tell you, we want to wish you the best of luck with the Saints the rest of the way, and keep it going. I mean, one, you know, I know mistakes in these tight games get magnified, so, you know, that's, I think, is the key to getting the W's these days, if you can keep the mistakes off the board.
Hey, you got it. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep working, and got a lot of football left to be played.
All right, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care, guys.
Okay. Matt Cohen, the head coach of the Siena Heights Saints. We're going to be back with hopefully Gabe Callery. We're going to take a time out here. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Gabe Callery, is it C or K?
Right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic
scholarships
in more than 20 intercollegiate sports,
it's
including
going good.
Esports.
Got a couple
There's
of minutes here, and then we'll be right with you on the show.
And the arts. There's no better
right,
way to learn
you.
About Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Our guest on this segment is Gabe Callery, starting free safety for the Saints football team. Hey, Gabe. How you doing?
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing great out here. Thanks so much for being on the show. You know, before Coach Smith gets at you, I got just one question I want to get in here before he does it. And because it seems to me that the way Coach Cohn talked to you about you just a little bit ago, that you are probably as good at dissecting defenses as you are specimens in your biology major. Is that true?
I don't know about that. Hopefully I'm a little bit better in the classroom than on the field. But, I mean, that's one of the things I really like to do is just get a little bit deeper into the game and make things easier for me out there on the field if I know what I'm going up against before I even get out there.
You know, Gabe, this is Coach Smith. I was probably there as the AD when you first started for a couple years. But it's really great watching how you progress in this program. Again, first year, probably went through the whole nine yards as scout team, whatnot. Then from then on, you've played a major role on what is one of our most experienced defenses we've ever had at Siena Heights. I guess what I want to ask you, tell us about your journey in our program and how and what it's meant to you to be at this point in your career.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I definitely went through all the steps of coming in as a freshman and getting redshirted and having to travel to every game and knowing with the possibility of me going in is really slim when I was a freshman there. So. Like you guys said, dissecting defenses, I really just got into the mental side of the game early on freshman year. Just diving into all of our defensive calls and really picking Coach Shields, our defensive coordinator's brain, just to get more knowledge on the defense as I was a freshman since I wasn't playing too much, just preparing myself for the spring. And then, like you said, it's just been a journey since then, just competing for a spot that spring my redshirt freshman year, and then after that just kind of running with it once I won the job. But it's been an awesome experience for sure. Awesome experience going through all that. I think it's really important when you have older guys on the team that have gone through the scout roles, you know what I mean? Because you don't really appreciate playing a whole lot and getting a lot of recognition if you haven't put in the work to just get the other starters ready when you're not playing too much. So it's been a really cool journey, and I mean, I've definitely learned a lot over the past 5 years just about football, life, with the coaches. It's more than just football. It's more than just school. They talk to you about life, be better men. That's one of the big things in our program that I'm really appreciative of.
And, yeah, that's great to hear. And it reminds me of a story I read today online. Being a growing up in Southeast Michigan, I can't help myself being a U of M fan, even though my Catholic roots, also – appreciate Notre Dame. I got to say that because across from me is a Notre Dame grad here. But seriously, Coach Harbaugh said something very interesting. His first year at quarterback, he broke his arm, a pretty tragic thing, and he talks about how Coach Carr made him come in, and Carr was on defense, and break down defenses and kept him busy and plus got him more involved in the cerebral part of football. And that's what I kind of hear you saying. And tell me about, you came from a real power up there, Traverse City St. Francis. It's always been a good football program. At Traverse City, what position did you play? I'm sure you probably played offense too.
Yep. It's a smaller school. We're Division 6 or 7. We kind of jump back and forth, so a lot of guys play both ways. And I played safety there, and then I also played running back for us.
So when you came to Siena, your goal was to be doing what you're doing right now. Is that right, playing more defense?
When I came to Siena, I didn't really know what I was going to be playing. I had a little bit of tape for running back and a little bit of tape for defensive back as well, and just had a lot of good conversations with the coaches when I was coming in, and it was more of just like a get here, we really like you as an athlete, and see where it goes from there. But
you know,
I fell in love with contact and hitting people.
You know, the thing is as I mentioned, my sister-in-law went to Traverse City St. Francis years and years ago, and so I've always followed their football program. Traverse City's a great football town, but, you know, it's about four and a half hour drive away. How'd you get connected to Siena Heights?
I got in touch with Siena pretty late in the recruiting process. You probably remember him since you were here. You were around a little before I got here, but Ryan Bush he's an alumni now. He's up from the same area as me. And I used to just train with him and work out with him in the summertime. And he got me in touch with the coaches a few weeks before signing day and just gotten a little bit of contact with them, and then they traveled up to Traverse City to talk to me in person, and just kind of where it went from there. Came down for a visit, but Ryan Bush really put me in contact with it. I didn't really know much about Siena, to be honest, when I was coming out in high school until I got down here, until I talked to Ryan Bush about it a little bit more.
When you visited Siena, we all know us guys that when we're younger, athletics motivates us. But academically, did you know you were going to go to biology? How did that decision come about?
Yeah, I didn't know I wanted to do biology right away. I knew I wanted to be somewhere in the medical field, okay, or health profession. I came in as a nursing major and then got out of that pretty quick and switched to biology once I figured out that the physical therapy route was a little bit more where I wanted to go, or rehab guys for sports teams, stuff like that. So the biology program was definitely a big decision in me coming here too. And like you said, St. Francis is a good academic school too. So I had pretty good grades coming out of high school. So the academic part helped my scholarship money a little bit too. So that was a nice little bonus.
Well, you know, we know, having been around this program since its inception, we've always been a good defensive ball club, and it's no exception this year. And but we've had some frustrating games. In other words, we could have won every game almost, yet here we are at a key point in our season. How's the team attitude in general?
Good. I think the team attitude's really solid. We got a tight-knit group of guys. Like you said, we've got a lot of veterans on the defense, and we got veterans sprinkled in on the offense too, and then some really talented young guys. But our team chemistry every year since I've been here has been really good. The connections with the guys on the team, even off the field, is where it really comes into play, because like, when you're not on the field, you build those connections off the field a lot, just hanging out and picking somebody's brain, getting to know them, where they're from, their family, all that. So I think our team's really close. You never really have to worry about that aspect of it. It's just putting those pieces together, cutting out a few of those little mistakes, and it'll take care of itself.
Yeah, and we have the ability to win out. There's no question.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything we want still in our own hands.
Well, that's great to hear. And I just want to tell you, from my standpoint, I just love to watch our defense play with such enthusiasm and the way they hit. And I felt, this Concordia thing, and that's what I call it, because I've seen all the games have been such a tough one. It seems, for whatever reason, they have found a way. And when that worm is going to turn, it's going to turn hard. So just keep up the good work, and I'm going to turn you back to Butch here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Gabe, one of the questions I've got for you, three-year starter, you're a captain. Tell me about how you embraced the leadership part of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. If I talk to you guys a little bit more and I got to know you guys a little bit better on a personal level, you learn pretty quick that I'm a pretty loud individual, pretty vocal guy. So the leadership role kind of came, I don't want to say easy to me, but it was just natural. I'm a really vocal person when I'm on and off the field. So I just, the more communication, the better in my mind. So with communication just kind of came that leadership role and getting the secondary. Trent Morrow and our corners do a great job too. And then our backers in front of us, we all kind of work together, but with the communication and getting calls. But that leadership role kind of just like fell in my lap and I ran with it. There's got to be somebody on the defense. I mean, Cole Merlin, we got more than just me, obviously. There's a lot of guys that do a lot of good stuff for our defense. But I just felt like I could be a good vocal leader for the team, keep guys' heads right, keep motivation high, keep the energy high at practice and everything. So it kind of just, like, fell into my lap when I was younger just with how loud I was. And then over the last few years, I kind of been perfecting it. And I'm still not there yet, still got to work on it. And I have a lot of those conversations with the coaches as you get older, is just how to become a better leader and how to get those younger guys on the right track. And just day-by-day process, getting better and looking at yourself in the mirror first before you get on somebody else.
Well, you mentioned the younger guys. So you have a fair amount of contact with the freshmen and younger players on the squad, not necessarily when you're on the field, but, in between games and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, your position groups, you're around those freshmen a lot more than some other position groups. But we do a good job in team meetings and other stuff like that, getting to know all the freshmen, where they're from and everything, get to know a little bit about them. We have like a big brother, little brother system where each of the upperclassmen gets paired with a freshman early on. And each meeting we kind of like have one of the groups stand up and you tell us about your little brother and then they tell you about your big brother, just so that we get to know everybody and the other position groups a little bit better. But the locker room is one of those big places where we get closer, and then off the field, just when you see them around campus and in meetings and everything, it's just, it's a day-by-day process because, I mean, we're all from different places. We were all raised differently, but, I mean, we came together really easily, and it's just the young guys getting to know the culture of the program, and as an older guy, it's your job to kind of, like, move them in that right direction.
Well, Gabe, I want to thank you for being on the show here this evening with us, and we want to wish you and, of course, everyone associated with the Saints football team all the best in the future, and we wish you the best when you continue on after your graduation from Siena Heights University. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on today. Go Saints.
Go get them, man.
All right, that was Gabe Callery, and we're going to take a break here. We're going to be back, hopefully, our next guest, Caleb Jefferson, on deck here. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Our guest right now is Caleb Jefferson, tailback with the Saints football team. Welcome to the show, Caleb.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You were one of the Saints of the Week this week, Caleb. 76 yards on just 10 carries in the ball game. Another four catches out of the backfield. 31 yards, over 100 yards in all-purpose yardage in the ball game. Congrats on that.
Thank you so much.
You know, Caleb, this is Coach Smith, a former AD up here at Siena, and I've watched your career over the last number of years. You are a big back. I mean, 6'1", 220 for this level. In high school, were you more of a tailback or a fullback?
I was a tailback, but more so just a power runner, just more downhill, no cutting or anything else. It was just straight power run.
And, I know we share our, running duties here. Two years ago, you almost had 1,000 yards rushing, but we have a younger offensive line. How's our running game progressing? We saw some, against good Concordia team, we moved the ball pretty well. How do you think our team is progressing offensively, especially our ground attack?
I think we're doing great. Honestly, we have a much more diverse backfield as well, so that's been helpful getting the rotation in there. So it's not just so much just as one person in there taking majority of the reps. We're able to disperse the reps that are taken and get some positive yards from it. I've been really pleased with this season.
Who are some of the other guys that you share the running chores with on the ball club?
For the most part, it's Jared Jordan, Andre Chenault, and Ethan Lopresto.
Wow, that's a good problem to have. And you can even see watching the NFL now, all the way to watching games on Saturday. Other than yours, you need two to three backs, don't you?
Yes, I would agree. It helps you keep fresh legs.
So one of the things you made a move last year that, because of the pandemic, you did not participate in the spring. So in essence, this is your fourth year of school, your third year of football. And I know they list you as a junior. Where do you stand academically? And do you look like you'll be back to play a fifth year next year?
Academically, I am still a junior after this past year. But I've been debating it. I'm not quite clear yet, but it's been really nice to get back into the swing of things, and it's made me kind of fall in love with football again.
Oh, that's awesome to hear, Caleb. What are you studying at Siena?
I'm studying business. I just switched a couple years ago from sport management.
Now, your bio says Bluffton, Ohio, and I've been down there, but that was to play the Bluffton Beavers when I was coaching basketball years and years ago. Is that where you prepped in high school?
Yes, sir, it is.
And tell us, how did you? Who was your coaching contact, and how did you hear about Siena Heights?
My coach for my senior year was Jeff Richards. And just through the recruiting process, Coach McClure came down and visited the school, and I talked to them a little bit. And then from there, I made some visits up at the school and fell in love.
That's great. That is great to hear. We progress, and you know, they've been tough ball games. Everybody knows that every ball game that we've played this year has been a barn burner, as they say. And we got 5 games left. You know, I asked this earlier. I'm going to ask it to you. You know, what's the attitude of the team as we look forward to homecoming in our last few games?
We're still looking to take this game just as seriously as any other. We want to keep progressing how we have been as an offense and keep improving every week so we can keep winning out. We want to win out this season.
Well, listen, I've enjoyed your hard running style, and look forward to watching you on Saturday. I'm going to turn you back to the star of the show over here, Butch King.
Okay. Well, Caleb,
I appreciate it.
One of the things I'm most impressed about you about is your versatility. I mean, yeah, you had a 7.6 average in the last game on the ground, but you still had 4 catches. And it's, you know, that sometimes is a difficult thing to be able to do. And it looks like you're pretty adept at being involved in the pass game as well. Still there, Caleb? Hello. Uh-oh. Did I lose you? I don't know what happened there.
Maybe we lost connection with him.
Yeah, maybe we did lost connection with him. Well, based on the amount of time we got left in the show, I think, Caleb, if you're out there and listening, thanks for being on the show. Don't know what happened on the drop call. But we want to wish you the best as your future continues, not only on the Saints football team, but at Siena Heights Saints University. All right, we're going to take another break here. We're going to be back with more. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Stay home and finish your degree.
I'm John with
one
Saints
of the top
Sports
online
Weekly.
Programs in the
and
nation is right in your backyard.
We'll be right with
Siena
you.
Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate
right,
degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
What happened?
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
All right, welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Our guest is Hayden Sluder. He's a linebacker and long snapper for the Saints. Hayden, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I want to ask you one question to start out, and I don't want to put, you know, too much on you, but I think you have, like, one of the most crucial jobs on the team. When you look at what has transpired this year and what normally transpires in this league, every point in a game is crucial to get in the win. So you got to have a guy snapping, doing those long snaps that is really good. And the Saints have got one here with you.
Huh. Yeah, I really appreciate that. And, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that is definitely a little nerve-wracking, but I've been kind of blessed because I got taught how to do this from third grade. So I've been doing this for pretty much my entire football career. And it just makes it that much easier as you get older to just not worry about it and know that you're going to go get the job done. And it's purely not me. Like, we have a great punter that puts us in great positions. We have a great holder in Mitch Howell, great kicker in Anthony Secchi. It takes all of us to score points and takes all of us to execute and pin the opposing offenses deep. So it's definitely a joint effort. But, yeah, I just think all of us as a whole, we're very important positions to the team, and we just got to do our job week in, week out, and we really help the team out and put us in positions to win.
I'll turn you over to Coach Smith in just a second. I just wanted to know, Hayden, who got you into long snapping in the third grade?
I was the team center when I was that little, and I think they thought I was maybe the only one that could really, since I could snap in shotgun, I guess maybe I could learn how to do it to a punter, and I learned how to do it with one hand all the way back to a punter. And then as I got older, I learned the correct way to do it and how to spin it back there. So, I think it was just my youth football coaches that really believed in me and thought I was probably the only one capable, and I guess it worked out.
No, Hayden, this is Coach Smith, former AD at Siena, and Coach Cohn always makes a point. You never notice long snappers until something goes wrong, and he just glows about you. But you also double as, I think, an inside linebacker. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I play a will linebacker.
Right.
You definitely don't really notice the long snappers unless they go down there and, you know, make a massive hit or the ball's launched over the punter's head. So, yeah, it's one of those funny positions.
When you were in high school in Milford, so did you play center on offense and then linebacker on defense, or tell us about your high school career and how you got attracted to Siena?
So in high school, I was just a long snapper and linebacker, just like I was here. I pretty much had the exact same duties in high school as I do here. I was only about 205 pounds in high school, so I mean, I was a decently big linebacker for a senior, but I was too small to play a line, obviously, and wasn't the fastest in the world, so I didn't really play like running back or anything like that. I played at a big high school in Milford High School down in Cincinnati. We were Division I down there and played a lot of tough teams, tough guys. And I just think overall the recruiting I've done and just looking at each place, each division, D2, D3, NAIA, I just I was just sending my information everywhere, and I actually reached out to a recent grad from Siena Heights just because I had just learned about the program, and he was a graduate assistant at the time. I just sent him an email. I was like, hey, man, I'd love for you to look at my tape, and, you know, I'd love to play at the highest level I could. And then he sent that tape directly over to Coach Bowl, and, you know, I was on a visit within the next week and a half. And then, you know, once I got here, I fell in love with it and got one of my best friends to come here with me. So, and the main thing that really intrigued me was that this defense has been historically good, like top five historically good, best in the country historically good. And in high school, I wasn't really lucky enough to have that. So that's something that really intrigued me to come here. And along with the fact that it seemed a lot of my future teammates were all sport management majors, so I thought that would make classes a little easier.
You know, it seems like we have a glut or a lot of outstanding linebackers in this program. So the competition must be fierce, not only to play, you know, but and it's certainly a position that excelled. Tell us about your journey as a lineman. We know you're an outstanding long snapper, and that skill is certainly not everybody can do it. But your development, like this past weekend, I think you were on the field a lot against Concordia.
Yeah, it's our linebackers here. It's absolutely ridiculous how incredibly talented we are from the first string to the fourth string. Like, it's we say this every day. Like, we easily have the best linebacker core in the country. And, you know, when we play teams week after week, you know, we see the other linebackers of the other team. Like, it's, you know, some of our twos and our threes, you know, string level players are just as good as other team starters. And it's, we recruit the position very well here. We're very picky with who we get. We want to get kids that can that are fast and are not afraid to, you know, hit and really stick their nose in places. And the biggest thing is you got to be willing to learn. You got to be coachable here. And I think that's what a lot of, you know, us as linebackers excel in. We have a very good linebacker coach in Coach Thornblade. And so he's been a big influence in my career because I came here, you know, and I was very low on the depth chart, was struggling and struggling picking up the concepts and everything. And once he came in as my linebacker coach my freshman year of the spring, I went from fifth string to, you know, starting that spring because of injuries and guys quitting and stuff like that. And him and Coach Shields and Coach Cone, you know, have really helped. They really helped me pick up the plays better ever since then. And then just pretty much from freshman year on, I've been a big rotation guy. I've gotten a lot of important minutes on the field and played a lot of special teams. And these last couple of years, because, you know, probably the best linebacker in our history or one of the best, and Nick Stallworth, he's, you know, had some unfortunate injuries. So I've taken over the role and, you know, started for him and in his place and been trying to do the best that I can to fill his shoes. So, yeah, I've been getting on the field a lot more and putting some more career starts under my belt. So it's just been a big grind ever since I got here. And we're so talented defensively and especially in the middle at linebacker. So I've just been working my tail off ever since I got here. And, you know, I hate that Stallie had to get hurt, you know, for me to play. And that's something that really, you know, sucks, but that's just the game. And you just got to be ready for when your name's called. And, this weekend I was fortunate enough to, you know, start, play the majority of the game and, you know, play against a very talented team, which is something I came to college to do, is to play the best. So, it's definitely been a ride. It's definitely been fun, and I'm very blessed to be here and just want to finish out this season strong and, you know, get our boys and get our teammates and just get this group in general in the playoffs and do something special for the school.
You know, that's great. Well said, my friend. One other question, graduation-wise. So when you're looking at we got one more year of football and we'd be done a year from May or a year in the winter? What's your academic plan?
I graduated last year. I think I technically have one left after this because of the COVID year. But I think what I'm going to do is, you know, just finish this season out, finish my career out as strong as I can. And I want to go into coaching and be a graduate assistant. So that's what I wanted. That's my next moves after football is, you know, just finish this season out as strong as I can, finish out this career, and, you know, just stay in football and hopefully be a D coordinator someday.
Well, congratulations. Right. That's great to hear. And, you know, we had a little interruption there, but so you've already graduated is what I heard. Is that right?
Yep. So yep, yes, sir. Yeah,
you're in grad school then.
Last year in the spring, yeah.
Well, that's awesome to hear. Congratulations, man. And you were very well spoken. And I'm really looking forward to watching you this weekend. And let's get a run going on these last five games. And
I appreciate it very much. And, I have no worry in the world. We're going to go out and dominate these next five games because, you know, we simply have to. And I think we're the best team in the country that plays with their back against the wall. So I'm very excited. Very excited to get it this week against Madonna, and hopefully we won't have to punt. So something off my plate.
Okay. Well, Hayden, congratulations on your success, and we wish you all the best moving forward, not only with the Saints football team, but your pursuit of a coaching career in football.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. It means the world.
All right, well, have a good one, and we'll keep our eye on you as the season progresses. Okay, Hayden, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you guys very much, and you guys have a blessed one, and go Saints.
All right, that was Hayden Sluter, linebacker, lawn snapper for the Saints. Well, another good show, Coach Smith, and we had a great time talking to the ball players.
Yeah, I tell you, these young men are so impressive. Coach Cohen ought to be proud. And I know spend a lot of years in a roller coaster professional coaching. If you just got to keep spinning that wheel. Once you get a couple breaks, the dubs are going to come in right down the line, because this team is very close. But more importantly, they're great young men that we talk to, Butch, and it's a real privilege.
All right, well, don't forget, Saints Sports Weekly is on every Monday night from 6 to 7 here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. For Fred Smith, this is John Kane saying so long.